Open up your Bibles this morning. Matthew chapter 1. Hallelujah. Y'all did bring your Bibles to church with you this morning. Always bring your Bibles. You need to know the Word of God for yourself. Amen. Just see where the Holy Spirit leads us this morning and guides us in the Scriptures. Matthew chapter 1. And let's start off in verse 18. Thank you, young man. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Spirit. Verse 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Verse 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. Verse 22. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. Yes. And he called his name Jesus. Jesus. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Last week we found out that the Hebrew word for Jesus is Yahshua. Yahshua. Meaning Savior. Jesus is the Savior. He's our Savior. Not only personally, but universally. Yes. He is the Savior of the world. Amen?
Amen?
He come not only to bear my sins, but the sins of the whole world. Jesus has fixed the sin problem.
Hallelujah.
He was the Redeemer.
Yes.
Of mankind. When the angels came and pronounced that Jesus was to be born, they told the shepherds to be glad. That they brought glad tidings, to be full of joy, not fear, because Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is coming into this world, and he's going to save mankind and bring our relationship back together to the Father where it needed to be. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to talk to you today about the power of, when you think about the birth of Jesus, you got to think about the miracles that took place.
Yes.
So many miracles took place.
Yes.
Jesus, the world had been waiting on the Messiah for 4,000 years. Since the beginning of Genesis, the Messiah was prophesied that the seed of the woman would come and crush the head of Satan.
Yes.
Well, for 4,000 years, they waited and waited and waited and waited. And we read in Galatians 4:4, that at the appointed time, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son. Jesus came at the right time. But a lot of people lived and died hoping they would see the Messiah. I believe Abraham wanted to see the Messiah. but he never got to see him. I believe Moses lived to see the Messiah, but never got to see him. I believe the Old Testament prophets, Jeremiah, Isaiah,
yes,
Micah, all the Old Testament prophets, they wanted to see the Messiah that they had prophesied about, that would come, but yet they died without seeing the promise of the Messiah. But at the right time, the Messiah entered into the world. And it was a miraculous thing, because that Mary had conceived in her was of the Holy Spirit. The Bible said Joseph didn't know her, which means they had no sexual relationship. But that which was inside of Mary was conceived of the Holy Spirit, which means a miraculous thing happened by God the Father planting his seed, his DNA, inside the womb of Mary. And it's called the incarnation. Have y'all ever heard the word incarnation? I ain't talking about reincarnation. There's a lot of religions believe in reincarnation, which means that you die and you come back as something different. But we ain't talking about you dying and coming back as a bull or a goat or something else. But we talking about the incarnation. And the incarnation is where God Almighty, hallelujah, put on a human earth suit.
Amen.
The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 5, that there was a body prepared for him. A body. God, hallelujah, that was, when he walked with Adam in the garden, God walked into spirit with him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Adam could actually see God, but the Bible said God is a spirit.
That's right.
But the Bible said Jesus is the impression of the invisible God. When you see Jesus in the flesh, you see God Almighty. And that's hard for some of us to fit inside of our mind, is how God could clothe himself in a human body and become flesh. But the Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. Amen? Mm-hmm. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Yes.
And then you jump down to verse 14, and it says, and the Word became flesh.
Yes, hallelujah.
The Word became flesh, and it dwelt among us. Yes. Hallelujah. God Almighty, the Word of God, hallelujah, became flesh and dwelt among us. And the Bible said that he had a name. It was called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad to have God with us again.
Amen.
I don't want to have church without God. God is with us. I thank God that Jesus said, I'll be with you until the end of the ages. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. If I ever come into your life, hallelujah, I'll never walk out on you. I'll always be with you. I'll be with you in the thick. I'll be with you in the storm. I'll be with you in hell and high water. I'll never leave you. The Bible says in Psalm 46:1 that the Lord is a very present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. I want you to know, it don't matter if you have trouble sometime. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God in the flesh will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes.
He'll be with you in the toughest of your time.
Hallelujah.
Thank God
hallelujah.
For that. I'm glad that Emmanuel still with us. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Emmanuel, God with us. I want you to know something about Jesus Christ, that he was fully God, but he was also fully man. The Son of God became the Son of Man so you could become the sons of God. Hallelujah. Did you hear that this morning? The Son of God became the Son of Man. They called him the Son of David, the Son of Man, so you could become the sons of God. Amen. Galatians 4 verse 6 says, you are now sons of God. Hallelujah. And that's all because Jesus was born that day. Hallelujah. And died on that cross and rose again on the third day. Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. You got to think about when you hear about the incarnation, is you think about how God took on human flesh in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When you think of Jesus Christ, you got to think of that is Almighty God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's hard to separate God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, but there is a Holy Trinity, and the three are one.
Yes.
Can I have an amen this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's hard to explain. It's hard to fit inside your mind, but hallelujah. Jesus Christ was born into this earth through the supernatural power of God's mighty power.
Come on, hallelujah.
He put his DNA inside that virgin, and that virgin gave birth to a son. Hallelujah. His son, the Bible said his name would be Jesus. Hallelujah. And his name would be called Emmanuel, God with us.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you, everybody wanted to go see, if you want to see what God looks like, all you got to do is look up Jesus.
Yes.
All you got to do, the angel went to see him. Hallelujah. Innumerable angels. And when they beheld the face of baby Jesus, they beheld the face of Almighty God.
Yes.
When Mary, the one that gave birth, the mama of Jesus, when she reached down and she took baby Jesus into her arm and reached down and kissed his face, she was kissing the face of
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When them wise men who traveled for a long way, hallelujah, when they came to see that babe, they know this wasn't just no ordinary baby.
That's
this wasn't
right.
like King Herod. This wasn't King
Come
David.
On.
This wasn't King
yes.
Josiah. This wasn't like no other king.
Yes.
This baby was different.
Yes.
He was the Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural signs and wonders brought them to the Messiah. And when the wise men came, hallelujah, they opened up their treasures unto him.
Yes.
And according to the prestige and the honor of that king is by how you measure what kind of gifts you give to him. If he's a lower king, he might get a little bit of something. But if he's a great king with the highest of honor, they honored him by opening up their treasures.
Yes.
They said, we are here to honor the King of kings.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord of lords.
Yes.
The Redeemer. Hallelujah. The Holy Child.
Yes.
We're coming to offer it up to him. They opened up their treasure box, y'all.
Amen. That's right.
It just wasn't like y'all ladies got you know, you keep your rings in, your gold, your earrings and stuff in. It wasn't no little old box. They opened up a treasure box.
Yes.
And they began to unload gold on him.
Yes, amen.
They began to load the frankincense on him. They began to unload the myrrh on him. Each one of those gifts had a significant meaning. The gold is the greatest and the best and most expensive thing to honor a king. If you want to come before a king, there ain't no greater gift that you can give him in the natural than gold.
That's right.
And they loaded him down
That's
with gold.
Right.
They also, when they gave him the frankincense, they realized this is the Messiah and he's coming to heal the nations. He's coming to bring healing to the sick.
Amen.
He's coming to heal the disease. He's coming to give sight to the blind. They knew that he was the great physician, and they honored him by giving him the frankincense. Hallelujah. And the third gift they gave him was the myrrh. They realized that this baby would one day pay the price on Calvary. He came into this world to die. He was born to die. He was on his way to Calvary from the day he walked into this earth and began to grow. Hallelujah. God had a plan for him, and that was to die for mankind's sin. Your sin, my sin, your sin, the sin of the whole world. Jesus laid it down.
Amen.
And they gave him myrrh because myrrh is what you gave people to prepare them for burial.
That's right.
So they realized, hallelujah, that he was the king, he was the Messiah, and he was born to die for our sin.
Amen.
They realized that. That's why those specific gifts were given unto him. Baby Jesus didn't stay a baby. He began to grow.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said that he began to grow. In the book of John, it says he began to grow.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2, I believe it is. It said the baby began to grow.
That's right.
He began to grow in the Word.
That's right.
He began to sit in the synagogue. He began to sit around with people And they were astonished at his wisdom.
That's right.
As a baby.
That's right.
Actually, Mary and Joseph had came to town, and they actually left him.
Come on.
And when they came back to find him, hallelujah, he said, you ought to know and I'd be about my father's business.
Come on.
He was in the temple, and he was sitting in there going over the word.
That's right.
And the word was going over the word, word as a young, he was 12 years old.
Come on.
12 years old sitting in there, and they were astonished. Because of his wisdom of the Word of God. But why wouldn't the Word of God know the Word of God?
Amen. Amen. Right. Come on.
He was there to teach them something.
Amen.
He was there to show them something.
That's right. Come
but
on.
The baby didn't stay a baby. The baby kept growing.
That's
and
right.
He grew all the way up to 30 years of age. Yeah. And that's when his ministry began.
That's right.
30 years old. 30 years. He'd been walking this earth. And not one miracle. 30 years, the Messiah. But he's waiting to get anointed.
That's right.
That's right.
He's waiting on the appointment. And when he walked down to that Jordan River,
yes, hallelujah.
Where John the Baptist was.
Come on.
And John the Baptist recognized him. How do y'all know he recognized him? He looked out on that hill. He said, behold, what?
The Lamb of God.
He didn't say, there come the Messiah.
No.
He said, there come the Lamb.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Here come the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes. That will take away the sin of the world.
Come on.
He recognized it. Hallelujah. This is the man. Hallelujah. That God sent. He's a God sent. He's fully God. He's fully man. And here he come down to me to get baptized.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So you got to understand, at being fully God, When God left heaven to come down here and live in this earth, the Bible said he became a servant.
That's right.
He stripped himself of all heavenly power.
That's right.
Yes.
He stripped himself. He didn't come down here with that creative power that he had in Genesis chapter 1.
That's right.
He came down here born as a man.
That's right.
Born of a woman.
That's right.
Born from a virgin.
That's right.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And he got his anointing the same way that we get our anointing. And he got his anointing that way, so whenever he died and rose again, it was time to anoint you. You could get it the same way he got it.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody.
Yes,
come on. He walked down in that Jordan River, and when John baptized him,
yes,
hallelujah, the Spirit of the living God came down on him and sat upon him in the form of a dove.
That's right.
and remained upon him.
That's right.
And he was filled from his head to his toenail, through his hand, everything.
Yes.
He was full without measure with the presence of the living God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 And when he walked out of that Jordan River, he walked in it with the word only. But when he walked out word and spirit.
That's right.
And when he walked out word and spirit, him and the Holy Spirit ready to go do a miraculous ministry.
Yes. That's right.
And they walked out, and Mama said, they ain't got enough wine at the wedding.
Uh-huh.
Hey, they done run out. And she says, Jesus, whatever he tells you to do, just do it.
That's right.
Jesus said, it ain't my time yet now, Mama. Mama said, Mama knows it's your time.
That's right.
It's time. So he said, go fill up the barrels with water.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus turned the water into wine.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Bible said, that's first number one miracle.
Uh-huh.
First number one miracle. That was the first miracle at the age of 30. And it happened after he came out of that Jordan River with the anointing upon
his
right.
Yes. That's
and
right.
Everywhere he went, he was a life changer.
That's right.
He was a world shaker.
Yes. That's right.
He was a world changer.
Come on.
Everywhere he went and he seen somebody broken, he said, I got to fix you.
Amen.
I want to fix you. If you can't see, I want to give you eyesight. If you can't walk, I want to give you some legs. If you ain't got no hope, I'm going to fill you with joy and I'm going to fill you with hope. If you ain't got no peace, I'm the Prince of Peace.
That's
I'm going to give you some peace.
On,
he got demons in you. He said, I'll cast them out.
Right.
Yes. He recognized our brokenness.
Preach.
He recognized our hurt. He recognized our pain.
Glory.
And he could feel our hurt. He could feel our pain.
Yes.
Because even though he was fully God, he was fully man.
That's
he
right.
got thirsty. He got hungry.
Yes.
He felt pain. He felt all the things that we feel.
That's
he
right.
went through temptation just like you and I go through temptation.
Yes.
But he didn't fall like Adam. He didn't fall like us.
He remained sinless, but yet he was tempted in all points like we are.
That's right.
Oh, he's able to feel our infirmities because he was one of us.
That's right.
God became one of us.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
My goodness.
Come on.
The Messiah, God Almighty, in the flesh,
come on,
walking on the earth.
That's right.
Everybody that sees him don't realize it, but they're looking at God. They don't realize that's
Amen.
God inside that suit.
Amen.
That's God inside that man. That's God. And his name is Jesus. And it means Emmanuel, God with us. He was able to get hungry. He was fully God, but he's fully man. That's why one day he might be hungry. The next day, he's feeding 5,000 with
right.
two loaves and five loaves and two fish.
Yeah.
Let me get
Come
it right.
On. Come on.
One day he's hungry. Next day he's feeding multitudes
That's
because
right.
he's the God of miracles, signs and wonders.
Yes.
One day he's
Come
thirsty.
On,
Hallelujah. He knows what it is to have a dry mouth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Preach.
But the next day, the next minute, one day he's thirsty. The next day he's walking on the water.
Yes.
Right. Come, on. Come on.
Yes.
That's our Messiah.
Preach it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's still walking today.
Glory.
He's still with us today.
Yes,
that's right.
He'll never leave me nor forsake me.
That's right.
Sometimes we need to be reminded that he ain't never left us.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
Now, sometimes the devil will jump on you and you're in your feelings, in your emotions, you'll think,
yes.
Where is God? Where
Come
is God?
Preach.
And you're looking
preach.
Around everywhere.
Yes.
God, you can't hear me. God, where are
Come
you?
On.
God
Come
said,
on.
I ain't never left you.
That's right.
I ain't never left you.
That's right.
I'm still
yes.
right.
Come on.
If you're in a hospital bed, Jesus is in there.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
If you're going through hell or high water, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
yes.
the Messiah, come on up in there where it's
Come on.
Fire
Come on.
If you're in the middle of a lion's den, the Messiah, Emmanuel, will come on up in there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, the Messiah.
Woo! Come on.
Lord,
thank
Jesus,
you, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That you are here.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm feeling some thirst right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fully God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fully man.
Mm-hmm.
He took a body. A body was prepared for him. Let me read that to you in Hebrews chapter 10. I want you to look at that with me. And then we're going to take communion. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews is a wonderful chapter.
It is.
I would encourage everybody in here. One time I took the book of Hebrews chapter by chapter, verse by church. I mean, yeah, verse by church. No, verse by verse.
Listen, Lord.
Come on, Pastor.
I took it verse by verse so that our church would understand the whole book of Hebrews. And we slowed down and we took a good look at it. And when you take a good look at it, there's so many wonderful things that you see that Jesus did to take away the old sacrificial system.
That's right.
By being the Lamb of God.
That's right.
Amen.
Millions of lambs have been slain through the years.
That's right.
If you added up the blood, I don't know how high it would have went.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible said God was never satisfied
Mm-mm.
with all that blood of animals.
That's right.
But God had a plan.
Amen.
By being fully God, but fully man, he came with sinless
mm-hmm.
blood.
Mm-hmm.
And he come to wash away our sin.
Yes, hallelujah.
But that blood had to be shed. When you see a picture of Calvary, and when you see the Lamb, when you see a picture of the man on the cross, you need to realize that was the Lamb
yes.
up there being crucified. And all the things that they did to him
mm-hmm.
that brought him pain
mm-hmm.
also brought blood.
That's right.
It brought pain and it brought blood.
Yes, it
That's
did.
Right.
When they took the thorns and rubbed them into his forehead and crowned him to mock him as a king,
mm-hmm.
His brow began to shed blood.
That's right. Come on.
They put him on that whipping post before he made it to the cross.
And they beat him with 40 stripes, 39 to 40 stripes on his back. His back was a bloody mess.
Mm-hmm.
When the whole time that he had that cross and was toting it up Calvary, that cross was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd already been beaten to a pulp.
That's right.
Blood was running down his arms, down his forehead,
mm-hmm.
blood into his eyes, blood down his back. And then when he laid down on that cross and they took those stakes and nailed them into his wrist, into his hands, and into his feet, every time a nail went through, blood came out.
Come
yes.
on.
Pain and blood.
Come on.
Yes, come on.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
But that lamb suffered, bled, suffered, and died on that cross.
Yes.
So we could live.
That's right.
In a perfect relationship with Almighty God.
Yes.
Come on.
We that was lost have now been found.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
We that was blind have now can see.
Amen.
Yes.
And our relationship that was put off and separated because of the blood, we can now commune and have fellowship with Almighty God.
Amen.
Once again.
Amen.
Abraham would have loved to live in our day.
That's right.
Yes.
Isaiah, David, all the Old Testament saints would have loved to live in our day because they didn't have the Holy Spirit living in them like we do.
That's right.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost didn't come to live inside of people to after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
That's right.
And then the Holy Presence came out of that ark. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that ark, there ain't never been another animal sacrifice since that day when God split the temple from the top to the bottom.
That's right.
He was done with that.
Amen.
And let's read Hebrews chapter 10. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost.
Take your time, Pastor. Amen.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5 says this. Therefore, when he, the Messiah,
mm-hmm.
Jesus, Emmanuel, came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me.
Amen.
How many of y'all seen that before?
Amen. Yeah.
A body you have prepared
for me.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
There was a body. Woo!
Yes.
God had to slip into.
That's yes. right.
A earth suit.
That's
glory
right.
to God.
Hallelujah.
That's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Our Savior. God in the flesh. Hallelujah. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But a body you have prepared for me. Verse 6. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin. You have no pleasure.
Amen.
Verse 7. Then I said, behold, I have come.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
In the volume of the book.
Yes.
It is written to me.
Uh-huh. Come on.
To do your will, oh
yes.
God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah. You can find Jesus. He's the scarlet thread all the way through the Bible.
That's
from
right.
Genesis to Revelation,
come
to Revelation
on.
To Genesis.
Yes.
If you know what you're looking for, you'll find Jesus throughout the whole book.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Jesus said in the volume of the book.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. You gotta shut the
not mouth. Just a few pages, not just a few chapters.
The whole
book. But the whole book.
Yes.
It all come back to me, Jesus
amen.
Said.
Yes. Woo! Hallelujah.
Verse 8. Previously saying, sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings, and offerings for sin you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which offered according to the law. Verse 9. Then he said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. How many of y'all know Jesus said, I didn't come to do my will, but the will of him
amen.
Who sent me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second.
Come on.
Yes,
by that, we have been sanctified through the offering of
yes.
the body of Jesus Christ once and
for all.
For
yes.
all.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Once and for all. Jesus laid it down once and for all. He yes. shed his blood once and for all.
Come on.
Hallelujah. For every sinner.
Yes.
There ain't no need
for nobody to do no more blood sacrifices.
That's right.
Because God didn't have no pleasure in them under the law, and he ain't going to have no pleasure in them today. That's the only blood he's looking at is the blood of the Lamb.
Come
and
on.
That Lamb had already shed the blood once and for all. He ain't never going to come back here and going to die again.
That's
he
right.
died once and shed his blood once and for all sinners in the world.
Come on. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's what Christmas is all about.
That's right.
The Messiah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
God in the flesh. Walking with man.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Sitting in the boat with 12 disciples.
Come on.
Eating by the seashore with them.
Yes.
Breaking bread. Walking by the Sea of Galilee.
Come on.
Up on the mountain. Everywhere he went. God in the flesh. God in the flesh.
Come on.
Emmanuel's here.
Come on.
Emmanuel. I don't think they really caught it. Like a lot of things they didn't catch.
Yeah.
That Jesus told them. They didn't catch it till later. But now we can catch it. God in the flesh.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is God in the flesh. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, and I think it's verse 20, it says that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself.
Come on.
Amen.
God was in Christ, inside the anointed one, to reconcile, to bring back us back into relationship. We were on the outside. We couldn't get in. We could knock on the door. God wasn't answering. But praise God, once the blood was shed, the door opened. And Jesus said, hallelujah, in the book of Hebrews, he said you can come boldly to the throne of God through the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Come bold.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Emmanuel, fully God, but fully man. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus came. Let me finish with this.
Take your time.
Take your time,
Pastor. Hallelujah.
Hey, Joey, I want you to get a song ready for me by C.C. Winans. Come, Jesus, come in a minute.
Yes, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Jesus came at the appointed time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He died at the appointed time.
That's right.
He said before he died, he said, in 3 days, I'll rise again.
That's right. Come on.
Guess what? He kept time.
That's right.
He rose on the third day.
Come on. Come on.
After he died, he came back. He told his disciples, he said, I'm going away. In John 14:1, he said, I'm going away. He said, but
I will come again. Amen.
I'm coming again.
Amen. Amen.
He said, I'm going away, but I will be back.
Amen.
I'm coming
Amen.
Again.
Come on.
I'm coming.
Come on.
He's already died. He's already rode. And all we're doing now is waiting for him to come again.
Amen.
I'm telling you, y'all, we're sitting on the threshold.
Come on. Hallelujah.
We're sitting on the threshold.
Come on.
Of the Messiah splitting the sky again. He's coming again. He's coming again. He's coming again. I hope the world gets ready because he came the first time, he's coming the second time. And when he comes the second time, he's going to be ready. He's going to be on time. I just hope that you're ready.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope you're ready.
Amen. Amen.
He's coming. He's coming. He's coming.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's coming. He's coming.
Glory.
Oh, hallelujah. The horse is already well fed. If you're watching by media, it was our honor to come into your home. We pray that this message will be a blessing to you. We pray that if you don't know Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, who paid the price for your sin, my sin in the world, if you'll call upon him, you can be saved. All you got to do is believe. You do have to believe.
That's right.
Only in him. You can't believe in Jesus and Buddha and Jesus and Hindu and Jesus and Islam. There's only one God. And that's the one you got to believe in. It's Jesus, the Son of the living God. Call upon him and live for him. He'll give you a life worth living. Hallelujah. Today is the day of salvation. Don't put it on. He can deliver you from drugs, alcohol, and every evil work under the sun. Yeah. Jesus Christ can break every bondage. He's the bondage breaker. And he's the Messiah. And he's already lived and died. Call upon him. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. He'll wash them away with his precious blood. and you shall be saved. And you'll write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.